Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
I go on and on. We're TikTok. We're real excited about it. And that's so important because we want you to know that we're trying to make this do what it do. On TikTok, we are DRL D'Alberto Smith. On Tumblr, you have an opportunity to check us out on at Dr. Low Smith blog. We're also posting on True, which is WBSW Radio with the number 23. Promptly, WBSW Radio with the number 23, and as well as having that opportunity to continue to email. You can email our station, and you can do it to email sites. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23 at gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You know, I wanted to get our show started tonight. I see each and every one of the individuals joining. Thank you so much. And I want to give you a shout out as we move forward. Emma Cloud, thank you for taking time. The two users that have joined us. And this is like, this is Jamel Whittington. Thank you for joining us. Also, we want to give a shout out to Mijam Studio. Irving, Sandria, thank you for joining us. Slowly individuals are coming in. But I want to start the show off tonight in about 3 or 4 minutes with a song I thought really kind of brings us to a point of talking about fake love. But before we do that, we truly want to shout this out because this is our brand. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first radio station to take the social media devices or sites and broadcast on each and every one of them at the same time. Sometimes we run into some technical difficulties, but we're going to keep on grinding and we're going to do what we have to do. We also want to share that we are being broadcast live. We have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We have someone somewhere close to you check us out on one of the social media devices. So we're real excited about having a chance to be able to come to you in that manner. And when we say WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We really mean that. We're the first to do this. Also, we have WBSW giveaways. We actually send your name. When you send your name in to WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're going to put you in our raffle. And what we do, we raffle all hotel stays, varies from 5 nights to six, 3 nights to 4 days. We raffle off books, gift cards, food vouchers, along with gas vouchers. We pay bills. We'll pay your bills. But you have to be a part of the raffle. It's not something you just be continue to make requests because We really want you to do really what we need for you to do. We need you to make sure you sow a seed with us. And if you sow a seed, then we have an opportunity. So we ask you to sow a seed with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $Lorenza D. Smith. So sow that seed to help us purchase these devices, purchase these giveaway prizes that we do through our raffle. We'll continue to work with our sponsors to help us get what we need. We still have our three international trips coming up that we are hopefully able to raffle off before the end of the month. For sure, it's going to be in February because it's going to be around Valentine's. We want to give away those three international trips, 5 nights and 6 days. Well, we're going to pay for the hotel stay for 5 nights, 6 days. That's a raffle. Your name has to be pulled, so you need to send your name in along with a means of transaction. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. That we, when we raffle that off, it's three trips where we're going to pay for the hotel stay. That's to Paris, France. 5 nights, 6 days. If you win that trip, you have to go and activate it and pay whatever activation fee along with the taxes, and you be prepared to do a minute and get your travel there. Dubai, 5 nights, 6 days. Bali. And each one of those trips varies in price from $4,000 to $3,750. That's the hotel stay. So we're excited about bringing that back to you and giving you a chance to appreciate what we're trying to do, because we appreciate you. We really do. Arnisha, we want to say Arlisha Brum, thank you so much. Joe Liana, 445, thank you so much. We have John Hudson, thank you for taking time. Pokey, thank you so much for being a part of this. Camille, thank you for taking time to be a part of it. So just bear with it. But I have a song I want to play that's going to relate to our title. But for you to get your information, this is what we need you to do. Send in your name along with four means of one of the four means of transaction. We work with Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. We can put you in a raffle once we receive that. If you want to do it while you are live now, we really appreciate it. All you have to do is comment, hit the question section, but pretty much the comment section, type your name along with your Cash App. So we can put you in the raffle so you can be available for one of those trips. It's so important that we come before you and talk about our title tonight. And and why I say it's so important, because the title is really what we encounter in our communities. And we're all about grassroots progress. We're talking about a mission. We're talking about doing what's right to make it better in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our counties, in our districts, in our state. We want to make sure. And the title is Relationship, Truth, Faith, Love. And I want you to kind of think about that before you even consider kind of the answer to that. Can you fake love? And I want you to really put it in your mind. Can you fake love? Can you put the fake on, put the move on someone so that individual really won't understand where you're coming from? Is that possible with you? Are you the one that have fake love? If you don't know what fake love is, we're going to share what I thought fake love is. But we truly want you to hear this song, because it is important that we get an opportunity to really share this song, because I thought it fits in relationship to fake love. We don't own the rights to the music. But we do want to play this song.
You don't love me. You know what? I don't even want to talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want to see your face. She was just walking through that door.
Don't mean nothing else to
go. Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Come on, lady.
Can you do better?
That's you?
Tapping my shoulder.
thinking you gon' get some smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, suggest you go back there. So you can't come day to day.
All right, Jackie. Thank you for joining us.
Working my nerves, God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through.
Karina, bless you.
For you to come at me with another name of you. See, I'm burning up for all of your lies, all of your sweet talk. Baby this, baby that, but your lies ain't working now.
All right now.
Right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to Tony Starworth. You can go to Facebook, Anthony Starworth, DM Anthony, and see how he can become your manager. Manicure expert in regards to your lawn service, your property. Take too many time, individuals won't take time to be intentional about love, intentional about a relationship, intentional about dating. They put themselves in what we last night we call that hold up stage. They want to see how things go. But when you're talking about fake love, fake love in a relationship involves every little emotion. Life is about emotions. Never let one emotion dominate who you are or whom you are. The emotion of feelings, which a lot of us operate on feelings. And when you operate on how you feel, that puts you in a situation where your emotions is running rapidly. See, we must live in the world of reality. Love can allow you to live in the world of reality. But you have to make the commitment that I'm in love with this person, and what I need to do is make sure that person don't see what I'm presenting to them as fake love. Truly genuine. Are you genuine? True love, genuine love, authentic love is truly what your ultimate goal is. But when we're talking about fake love in a relationship, we'll be an individual who values the other individual. You are loyal to the other individual. You are committed. You are humble. See, that's what true love allows you to do. But let me tell you what fake love do. See, fake love involves manipulation. See, if you meet someone and you may really, really take a liking to that person, because what I'm going to tell you, when you meet people in life, some people are just going to make you tingle inside. That's just the way it goes. How do you approach that? Because when you're dealing as a fake person and fake love, some people, you know, you don't show love by giving people. You don't show love by taking from people. You show love when you have an opportunity to be there when they need you. See, you can't always manipulate the situation. See, if you're trying, I tell you that old saying, karma, it comes back at you pretty strong. See, fake love not only manipulates when you're manipulating people, you lack respect for them. See, when you lack respect for someone, you're not going to treat them the way you should treat them. You're going to be disrespectful to them. Your communication skills toward them are not in good standing. Your inconsistency is another thing of fake love. You're going to call, you're going to text, you're going to connect, you're going to talk, but when you're inconsistent, you really display fake love. Don't tell somebody you love them, and then you are inconsistent in what you're doing. See, fake love also focuses on personal gain. See, it ties into manipulation. You're trying to see what you can get out of someone with trustworthy. Show me you're trustworthy. Support. It's important that we understand we all need support. We're going through some challenging times. And we need to have support from the people that say they love us. We have to have support, especially from our family. Have the support from our friends. Have our support from our significant other. Have our support from our mate. Have our support from that person that I want to live the rest of my life with. I'm willing to commit to that person because that person shows me mutual respect. That person shows me trust. That person encouraged me. That person shows support. As well as this person have, we have an open communication of mechanism that's working in our relationship. See, that's genuine and authentic love. See, it's important for you to pay attention to the action, or what we sometimes say, the small thing. Pay attention to the small things that people do. We'll really tell what kind of person they really are. See, the attention to action rather than to words. You have to trust your instinct. See, if your instinct is telling you something ain't right, then you know what you need to do. You need to take a step back. You may be dealing with fake love. I see how easy it is to some people to say, I love you, but you got to know a person before you can say it. You have to take time to find out about that person. Because if that person would try to find out about you, because they don't want to be manipulated, they don't want to be in a situation where respect is lacked in there. They don't want to be part of inconsistency. They want to not be around people who are looking for personal gain. So fake love is often insecure. It gives you that feeling of insecurity. Remember when I said a relationship should start off with an intent. So if a person that manipulates you shows you no respect, that they're not going to follow through on anything, they're always looking for their personal gain, it gives you that true understanding of their true intentions. Their intentions, because see, they're not willing to tell you from the beginning, what are your intentions? See, my intention is to be in a relationship that has a favorable outcome. You have that discussion. What outcome are you looking for? If you're with somebody and don't have that same outcome, then you need to move on. Because the grass is greener somewhere else. All you're going to do with them is be in brown grass. And you won't be able to be successful. Because you know what? They didn't intend on wanting to be successful. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsors. Our next sponsor, truly an awesome group of individuals who took this time to support us. And I'm truly thankful for being able to run their promo. Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give a shout-out to the co-owners that Brother Marvin did. Thank you so much. You can contact them at 334-549-0950. As we get ready to close out this segment about fake love and understanding what fake love is, we have to always keep in mind you never tie in genuine with fake love. You never tie in authentic with fake love. Fake love is exactly what it is. It's fake. We have to always keep in mind when someone intention is to gain as much as they can from you. You know, I used to have a saying that, you know, I run into so many people that used to have their hands out like cups. And you can take it for whatever you think. They're always looking for you to put something in their hand. But it's impossible for them to put something in your hand because they what? That hand is always closed tight to receive things. So we have to know what their intention is. See, those people who are fake in regards to fake love, they doubt, you should doubt the authenticity of their affection. Or the authentic. The affection of them. They tell you, I love you, I want to be with you, I'm giving you 100 hearts, I'm talking all this right here. But you have to doubt it when they're not truly being intentional about what they're doing. Even when you look at their romantic gestures, you have to just make sure it's not shallow. See, romantic gestures, and like, for example, whispering in your ear. See, you can see when people are shallow because you know what their intention is. You know when people focus just only on the surface level because because you already know what their intention is or their intentions are. Truly, you have to consider that. Our next segment will focus on, can someone fake love for someone? Can someone fake love for someone? Saying that, can you fake love for this person, or saying to this person, I am faking love. I'm not saying if I can do it. Can you? So it can someone fake love for someone. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Jackson. She's the owner of Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. You can give her a call at 251-369-1344. Or you can go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer 1N Jackson and also Charlie's Angel. You can connect with her and DM her and say, this is what I want to see. What's in your inventory? Can you show me what you have? So truly is a great opportunity to connect with those sponsors right there. Can someone fake love with another person? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible for someone to fake love with another person. See, people can't pretend to have romantic feelings. See that word? Earlier I said when you go into a relationship, you have to be intentional, not pretending. See, if you're pretending, then you are fake. You're not real. If you have romantic feelings for someone, for various reasons, such as manipulation, using them for your own benefit, to appear more desirable or attractive to others. So you can use someone just so you get someone else. That's another or someone. You also can be in a situation when you're trying to fulfill a societal or family expectation. Some traditions are still in place in a lot of families. And you're going to be fake because you're not being authentic and you're not being genuine. And this is not what you want to do. See, when you're talking about fake love, these feelings that you say you have, they even could be intense. Feel like love, but they may not be used for genuine emotional connection or deeper understanding of the other person. You can't use it for that. A fake love is you're trying to manipulate people's feelings. Also, your self-interest. See, some people may pretend to love someone in order to gain something from the relationship, such as money. social status, emotional support. And the next thing where people can show fake love to someone is insecurity. See, people may convince themselves that they love someone, they void, or boost their own self-esteem. Even if their feelings are not genuine, they can convince themselves to help their own self-esteem. They kind of boost their intent why they deal with you. So it's important that you note that fake love is not the same as falling out of love. You can fall out of love, but that's not fake love. Or fake love also challenges genuine love. Because in fake love, you can pretend you're falling in love, but the truth of the matter, your feelings have changed because it was never there. See, genuine love is characterized by mutual respect, said it earlier, honesty, trust, a desire to encourage and support other people. So you have to have empathy to be genuine. See, while fake love is often based on selfishness, deception, manipulation, those three powerful words, SDM, a selfish person, a person that deceives and have no problem, and a person that's manipulative, known as manipulation. These are people you encounter that's strictly fake love. They're looking to get something out of you. Now, you ask the question, how can you turn fake love into real love? It is possible to turn fake love into real love once you know what love is and what love does. That's one of the greatest challenges most people encounter, is knowing what love is and what love does. Some people have a problem, so they think the fake love that they have, because their intention is to get something from you. That leads them to pretend that they love you. Man, I tell you, we want to give a shout out to each one of our sponsors. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in as well. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lowenstein, and you can share with me what is fake love to you. Have you encountered fake love? Are you in a fake love situation right now? You have that opportunity to do that. So if we look at how can we turn fake love into real love, we have to really think about the reason fake love is truly fake. When we talk about people being manipulative, inconsistent, insecure, see, there's many reasons why fake love can actually lead to real love. Or the real thing, if you want to say that. However, I want you to keep in mind, when people pretend to someone for several months, expected, their feelings become real. That's when fake love becomes the real thing. They also have a challenge in distinguishing between past falsehood and your present state of mind. See, in our mind, there's an old faction carnage. And see, then the emotions would be the horse driving us forward. We can perfectly describe each and every sentiment. And other times, they simmer in our unconscious mind. Things like anger, disgust, love, loss, sadness, excitement. You're being pulled toward one direction, away from another one, or pulled to one that is not right for you. That's what fake love does for you. But it can turn real. Because if you spend a period of time in your feelings, along with your ability to recognize that love is available, your ability to see the excitement, your ability to see the joy, you have a tendency to see that love is available. See, there are these actions and thoughts that I just shared is based on two very different foundations. See, love, the foundation that love isn't a switch that you can turn on and off at your will. See, you can't force or anticipate love. It's the little and insignificant yet beautiful quirks that you fall in love with. That's why it's so important when you fall in love with someone. The little things matter. The small things are so important. And we have to keep that in mind. Always look for the big things. Don't I'm gonna get the gift of being in love with me or being in love with you is a very important love gift. If you're not afraid, the fake love that you started off with when you was pretending become intentional and it becomes the real thing. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about fake love becoming the real thing. Truly, if we allow ourselves to grow, if we allow ourselves to understand, if we allow ourselves to focus on the inner self of individuals and not the external self, we can experience what we intended to receive from the beginning. We might have thought the person was pretending, but after a while, you notice they're now intentionally doing what you ask them to do. That's what real love is. That's what genuine love is. That's what true love is. That's what authentic love is. See, real love is willing to put other personal needs and happiness before truly show that person how you feel. Show the person how you're genuine. Show the person that you have all the qualities of real love. Show the person that you can be honest, trustworthy. You have self-love for yourself. Show the person you're loyal. Show the person you'll give everything to make sure it's successful. You are excited. You're ready to be humble. See, love should be a few of those things. It should be no question when you ask a question. Someone asks you, what do love mean to you? Just remember, love is internal. We give a shout out to several people joining us. Sammy Wilhite, Denal, thank you so much. Along with Alberto Zama, thank you so much. We have Murda Pearl, Thank you. Murda Pearl, thank you so much for joining us. We have Drew Love. Thank you, Drew, for taking time. We have William Ellis Newson. Thank you. We have Micah Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Joseph Houston for joining us. Candyman, thank you, Candyman, for being back with us again. You also have John Henrique 1905. Thank you so much. Ramiro Ramon, thank you so much for joining us. Red 06, give a shout out to Rain Color Panda that's joining us. Thank you so much. Cleo took time to be a part of this right now. Thank you so much, each and every one of y'all, for being here. As we move to the next segment, the last thing I want to leave you on this about fake love, where it's possible it could be real love over a long period of time. Just remember, you can identify fake love is a part of manipulation. Fake love is pretending to get what you can get. See, fake people that say they love you only care about what they can get from the relationship. And they will not hesitate to leave or hurt you. If you've been in relations like that, send a heart up. Let me know. Because sometimes we are in relationships like that. People will be looking again. So now you have an idea about fake love. That you know fake love is in the play. See, fake love is all about being insecure. It's all about people trying to manipulate you. Fake love is all about people hurting you and not even caring one iota. Truly, that's fake love. What you need to remember is once you can recognize that those people are fake, I was always told, I share this with many people, when people show themselves to you, believe what you see, and then run as fast as you can. Because you can't make nothing out of that. Even though we talk about fake love being a real thing for some people, but most of the time from the beginning, when they show themselves, believe what you see. Believe what you see. You have a Avril.am, thank you so much for being a part of this. Truly. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsors, and that's Tristat LLC. Mr. William Scott, I want to thank you for just supporting what we're doing here. We don't ask for much. We just ask for individuals to take an opportunity and support what we're trying to do. We're just taking advantage of the opportunity to give back. And we truly want you to make sure you register, and you can do that by, let me say to you, when you are ready to register for what we're giving away, send us your name and a means of transaction. We have raffles on a regular basis. Hotel stays from 5 nights to 6 days to 3 nights. 4 days, international, on the continent of the United States, of North America, but United States, you have from Atlanta to Vegas or Hawaii, from Hawaii to the Grand National Park, Nashville, New Orleans, Orlando, Atlanta. We have many others we're going to have join that because our sponsor is ready to give back. So truly, register. This is how you need to register. You need to send me your name along with a means of transaction I mentioned before. Cash out, PayPal, Venmo, along with Zelle, and you can send it to Lorenza D. Smith 15 at truly a great opportunity. We want to give a shout out to TriStat LLC for their support.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Scott TriStat LLC, give him a holler. He's a trainer. He's the CEO of a company. He trains you in the leadership and manager skills that you need. He also will work with you with administration of a grant that you receive, whatever organization you have, and will help you to kind of put all your paperwork, put all your documentation in place so you can be ready to submit to that organization so you can possibly receive that grant the next year. Because sometimes you write grants and you have them for 3 years. They require those reports every year. If you don't get the report each year, because they're going to send you your max money and send you how your budget's set up, and he'll help you get your report together so the next year you can get that money. And the next year you can continue. As long as the grant's been awarded, he'll make sure that. So give him a shout. Give him a shout out. Give him a call. That's Mr. William Scott. And his number is 334-320-5438. That's TriStat LLC. As we look at our next topic, having the ability to recognize fake love. See, it's important that we go back to really talking about some things that tied into what is fake love. See, fake love may lack genuine interest. You really don't have authentic interest in that individual. But you're trying to see what you can get out of that individual. Sometimes you tell them that you love them and you can't be without them, but in the next breath, what can you send me? See, you have to remember, fake love is easy. It's easy to give a gift of love, but truly, can you allow yourself to fall in love? Can you allow yourself to operate from your inner self? Or do you still got anger towards someone who did something to you 20 years ago, 15 years ago? Don't make the person that you have an interest with or be with pay for what somebody else did to you. You need to get the right support. Make sure you seek some counseling, some therapy. All you got to do is if you're in a government agency, it's easy to get it. Servicemen, servicewomen, easy to get. But you also can go to betterhelp.com, communicate with them, give documents, they will be able to set you up. Well, you will have to pay a cold fee, and you can get the counseling. It could be virtual, it can be in person. You have to heal first. Because you're going to really fall in the category where that person was manipulating you. That person was truly, really didn't care anything about you. They hurt you. You pick up those skills. And those skills will go along with you. And you, if you don't seek the help and spend some time being healthy, I guarantee you, if you don't heal, you're going to bring about the same thing with the next person. I always said, I will not allow myself to suffer these collateral damage of someone because I'm there available. So you can't get to the person that hurt you, but you hurt the people that's in front of you. Don't let that happen. You is just as fake as anybody can act. Don't pretend you're different. See, fake love is all about lack of encouragement. Fake love is you being selfish. See, I tell you, for a person to be a standalone person, a rare person. He has to be selfless, or she has to be selfless, not selfish. See, if you a faith lover, or you have faith love in your heart, and that's how you operate, you are not the person who encourages anybody because you think they're going to get more than you get. You're not going to be the one to be genuine because you're not capable of being genuine. All you is thinking about yourself. See, fake love is always driven by self-interest. Fake love is always driven by self-interest. And the desire, and a desire to gain something rather than a genuine concern is really not being focused on, it's focusing on happiness. You know what you focus on? Joy. You've heard this many times. No matter what you go through the day and through the night, when you go to that resting place called the green grass of life, sometimes we're related to your bed. When you lie down, no matter what you went through the day before, if God wakes you up in the morning, there's joy in the morning. He didn't say happiness. He said joy comes in the morning. So that's why he's smiling when he knows you're joyful. That's why you should not be manipulating people, because you're faithful. And he sees you. You're the one creating what people say. No matter what I go through, all the trials, the tribulation, the challenges, all day, and even when I lie down in the green pasture, all night, you know it's not hurt. You know it's not humiliation, and you know it's not abuse. That is not love. No one can hurt you and tell you they love you. No one who could humiliate you to tell you they love you. No one can abuse you, whether it's physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, or mentally, and tell you they love you. See, fake love puts that into play. But for you to recognize that, you have to watch people on how the little things, how they operate in the small places of life. Do they give you conditional affection? Do they give you conditional affection? See, do they show you affection or love when they want something? Ask yourself that. If they do, that's a sign of fake love. See, recognizing fake love can be a challenge. But it's important for your emotional well-being to be able to identify fake love and how you can handle those situations. Here's a few signs of fake love. It's inconsistent. Sometimes it says 3, sometimes it says 4, sometimes it says 5 or 6. But I'm going to tell you, out of whatever number, make sure to see that puts you in a healthy relationship is consistency. Commitment. The ability to communicate. The ability to compromise. That's what you want to make it. There's many more you can add to that that can be put in the seat. But when people are inconsistent, and I'll share this, one of a guest that came on, and she eventually became one of the hosts on one of our shows. She's out of Berkeley, California. Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. And we was talking about the seas on one of our shows, on our Tuesday night show, which is a night show. As a guest, she was on here as a guest co-host. She said, now we always talk about this commitment. We're talking about communication. We're talking about compromising, conflict resolution, but what about consistency? Do it irritate you that a person start off every day texting, calling, doing everything, and all of a sudden they go, they gone? Inconsistency is so important. Fake love often comes and goes depending on the other person's convenience or mood. That is in a genuine concern for your joy. Conditional affection. If you run into this, see, this is a person that's going to show you affection or love when they want something from you. When they want something, they'll sing your heart. They'll tell you they love you. They can't do without you, but they want something. So that's a conditional affection. Isolation. See, fake love may try to isolate you from your friends, family, who cares about you and have your best interests at heart. Another sign is manipulation. See, manipulative behavior, such as guilt tripping, playing mind games, is a red flag of fake love. The lack of open communication. A partner who avoids honesty and open conversation about a relationship is likely not interested or invested in your genuine love. These are the signs. Recognize the signs. Don't be the one that's giving those signs out to. Don't be doing those things. If you feel like you're doing it, once in a lifetime, that one day going to come up and that person will be put in a situation that they're going to have to answer what they're doing. Now, how do you deal with fake love? Best thing to do when you're talking about dealing with fake love in a relationship is first, trust your instincts. If someone feels off, or when I say feels off, they don't feel comfortable. The instincts tell you, don't do it, don't do it. Something inside of you, your inner self telling you, don't do it because something is not right, or it don't seem right. Trust your intuition, your gut feeling, because it's a reliable indicator. We can think about a lot of relationships we've been in when we did not trust our instincts. We didn't trust our gut feeling. We felt the tingle, and we went with the tingle instead of our gut feeling. Evaluate the relationship. I always tell people that I evaluate myself every day. I look at the pros and cons of this one day of today, so I'll be better tomorrow. I want to be the best version of me. Not for you, but for me. So you evaluate the relationship, and you evaluate yourself. Find out what your self-worth is. See, relationships are reflected. So what you need to do is realize that if you are projecting that you're going to get in return, assess your needs for love, respect, and care. Make sure all of them met. Communication. It's important that we have honest conversation. Open conversation. Talk about your concerns. Express your feelings and observations in a calm and assertive manner. Set boundaries. You know we have to set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries. And how you want to be treated. If you didn't do that in your past relationship, write it down and make sure you do it from this point on. Seek advice. Take an opportunity to go and request counseling or therapy from BetterHelp.com, or go to your doctor, go to the agency you're part of and see how they can provide you the support. Because you need the advice. Focus on your self-care. It's how you're going to address fake love and how you deal with it. Focus on your self-care. See, if you don't focus on yourself and prioritize your well-being, and engage in activities that make you feel happy and fulfilled, regardless of the relationship, then you can fall for fake love. You can fall for fake people. Stay strong. That's how you deal with fake love. Because dealing with fake love can be emotionally challenged. So you can't operate in feelings. You have to operate in reality. That's how you deal with fake love. Stay positive. Keep yourself in a position with professional help, as I mentioned. See, if the situation becomes so distressing, consider the therapy I mentioned. That way you can navigate your feelings and your decisions. Just remember, genuine love is characterized by respect, trust, communication, mutual support. Don't settle for anything less than love and caring and care you deserve. I'm going to say this again. Don't settle for anything less than love and care you deserve. You know what you deserve. Don't accept less. Truly, don't do that. Because it's important that we understand that. As our time moves, I want to give a shout out to the many individuals that's joined us. Thank you. If I didn't call your name, Red is joining us. Thank you so much. We also stroll. We got some people down. Big Snoop, Foster, Alexandra, Money Man, join us. Thank you, user Money Man. Thank you so much. Is that Esther? I mean, yeah, Elester Steele. Thank you so much. Join us. We have I own 51. Carl Banks. Thank you, Carl. John Marshall. Let's see, Glow Hot Black. Okay, user, thank you. Poppy C, Regina Ware. We have Love Out Loud. Yeah, Love 0005. Alvin 1941. We also have D. Tyranny. Thank you so much. Lawanda Holloway 47. Thank you, Lawanda. Drew Love, I mentioned them already. Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of y'all for being a part of this. And as we close out, these are the final thoughts. Some relationship tips. And this tip is very important. It's going to be, it's several things I could say, but I'm going to say this and I want you to think about it. And I'm going to post it. A relationship tip. Stop chasing fake love. Start searching pure love. Stop chasing fake love. Start searching pure love. That is the summation for the night. Thank you so much for joining us. Our last sponsor we want to give a shout out to, truly a great support team. Thank you so much for being. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, supporting WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we want to play their promo.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Delta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Awesome opportunity to partner with them at Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, Alabama. Want to give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals, the election of their new officers recently. We are excited to have as a Financial Secretary, that's Brother Jerome Harris Jr., as the Vice President at the election of the last meeting, Anthony Stallworth as our Treasurer Emeritus, Alan Whittle, along with our Director of Education and Sigma Beta Club, that is Brother Derek Pugh, along with our Director of Social Action, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, and our Brother Big Better Business, Brother Kenta Fulford, that's joining us. And we have our membership team at this time. We have Brother Dr. Bob Little, Bob N. Little, and he's also going to be the full-time chaplain. And we also have our brother, Rory Kent, who will be joining us through the process as our membership leader and will be working in that role, supporting the vice president, so on, and membership and everything. Those are the individuals in that chapter, congratulations, and the president of the chapter, yours truly. Thank you so much, Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, the president of the chapter. Thank you so much for supporting. We truly thank you for supporting WBSW Radio. We want to tell you we love you. Truly, and we're going to stand on this for a minute. We love you from our heart. And as we get ready to close out, it was so important that I kind of get back to where we had our part where we played this song. We don't own the rights to it, but we're going to close out on this song. And I thought it was so important. And I'm going to kind of go back to the midpoint. I'm not going to go back to the start. But it's important that we hear this. We don't own the rights to it. But it's about sometimes dealing with people with fake love. And it's putting in words some parts of it, not all of it. Shut them down.